And good morning and welcome to a Red River Radio Spotlight. I'm Bill Beckett, the program director for Red River Radio, and this month is National Poetry Month. And celebrating this, the Augers Meadows Museum, along with the Broadmoor Library, will host Much Ado About Nothing, an open mic event celebrating poetry and the joy of the spoken word. And this event is going to take place in the Meadows Museum on Thursday, April 16th from 6 until 7:30 p.m. and then at the Shreve Memorial Library in Broadmoor on Wednesday, April 22nd, also from 6 to 7:30 p.m. Joining me in our studios right now are Ashley Habert and Carlos Colon, and they're going to be sharing some of their thoughts about, one, the joy of poetry, and also about the joy of just the spoken word and kind of speaking extemporaneously, if you will, a little bit. So, Ashley and Carlos, thanks for joining me.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Thanks for having us.
So, now, Bennett Sewell put this together, and the theme is Much Ado About Nothing. Can you give us kind of a synopsis?
The purpose of this event is to bring everyone in the community out to just explore language and just have fun with poems. Bennett's idea, well, he actually participated in an open mic at the Meadows Museum back in January and had such a good time and enjoyed the event so much that he was motivated to orchestrate this paired poetry reading event. And he just wants people to come out and have fun, really, basically no pressure, just have fun, enjoy being there. And his idea that the idea of nothing would be easy, well, I didn't think it would be so easy. But actually, the more you think about it, you know, the more options, the more opportunities you one can find in writing and in thinking about it.
And I kind of like his, he sent me a little brief, the objectives of this. One is to enjoy each other. Sometimes that's enough. And to express yourself. It makes no difference how strongly you agree or disagree with yourself about nothing, which is true. And to learn what other people think, why not start with nothing? And so I thought that was kind of a humorous. So really, this is an open mic for free expression of thought. Whatever you feel like you want to bring to the table, it's not a critique. It's not, you know, a competition. It's just a chance to share your thoughts and express them in a poetic way. And
yes.
Right.
Yeah.
Can you give us, I guess, a brief example of what nothing might sound like in poetic form?
Well, I did try to write something. Ashley emailed me, and I just popped it up about 30 minutes ago, and here's what nothing is.
All right.
It's a poem called Nothing. How do you write about nothing? Do you write with disappearing ink on a blank sheet of paper? Do you write the Seinfeld version of nothing, where you're really writing about something, but it's a bunch of somethings that are not too terribly important? Do you don black glasses and write the Elvis Costello version of less than zero, or wail like whale, an entire album of nothing? Do you increase your odds and try double or nothing? Do you accept the advice of Billy Preston and try to subtract nothing from nothing, which of course leaves nothing? In the end, nothing works, and you're left with nothing. Congratulations.
That's good, Carlos.
That is quite profound, and as you can see, he drew from a lot of different cultural, benchmarks on what nothing. I like the Billy Preston one.
That's good.
So, Ashley, yeah. You've brought some stuff as well to kind of give folks an idea. Yeah. And for the listeners out there, this is a chance for everybody to come and really enjoy themselves and have some fun.
Yeah. I'll just read a poem from my collection. I didn't write it specifically, but in looking through my own collective work, I had several poems that worked with this subject of the idea of nothingness and the something that can come from nothingness, or the apparent feeling of nothingness that isn't really nothingness. The poem I'm going to read is called Restitution Swallowtails, and It is actually a hopeful poem. It's about redemption that comes from one's apparent confrontation with the idea of nothingness. Restitution Swallowtails. The chiminea on my patio, terracotta belly atop two three-toed feet, Neolithic goddess. I should feed it spicy pinyon. Instead, I got manila files onto the spread of bricks beneath those elephantine toes. When the flames set to eating, visa statements pleat into small accordions, curl into pine cones, burst into peonies. A sigh. The blaze orange wilts. All is white and powdery gray, like the end of the world, or the beginning, before the creation of color. I shove in a stack, all calls to and from my cell phone ever, thick as the yellow pages. Strange how fire makes its own wind. On what's left of my potted parsley, from stems they dangle, caterpillars, like gravid buds, unfazed by the drifting ashes. Their mandibles never stop moving. The caterpillars, I count five, are fat and black, with yellow dots and pale green rings. They have long rows of gluey mitts. Last fall, I picked them off and killed them. And when there were no butterflies, I knew I'd sinned. Near the end, the chiminea flames into bloom, dies back. All proof of my existence, receipts and pay stubs, a belly of ashes, silky as a cocoon. Come summer, swallowtails will return to my lavender and phlox, my pink verbena. Their wings like painted Asian fans, like flames not yet dying.
Restitution swallowtails. So that's an example of what you can bring. You know, when Bennett contacted me, he kind of said, you know, there's so much creativity in this community and sometimes untapped, I think. There's a lot of people out there doing their own creative things for their own creative reasons, for their own personal reasons. But this is a chance to come out and share with each other a lot of the creativity that lies underneath the surface of this community. And also to join with others who are actually writing poetry and publishing poetry and join with them for that expression of thought as well. What other things can you see coming from an event like this?
Well, I think it's great to just meet people and to realize that there's others that are in your situation. We also have a haiku event coming up on April the 17th. Haiku is probably as close as you can get to nothing in a poem. We'll be having that on April the 17th at the Broadmoor Library from 3:30 to 6. And it's just great to have people. And the more you realize that there's other people around you, there's a lot of different events. They have poetry readings at coffee houses and at bars, and occasionally they have some at Art Space. So it's great to find out that there's someone there. And sometimes there's someone that you can discover that can help you write better poetry. And that's helpful as well.
Yeah.
And if we are able to bring people in who aren't familiar with this, aren't familiar with poetry, or are afraid of it, well, the idea is to make it more comfortable, to show it as a friendly thing, not as an intimidating thing.
Yeah, and Bennett writes, this event is open to any person who is willing to talk about or listen to nothing. If you or friends would like to engage in a poetic dialogue to obscure or expose nothing, please do so. So again, it's a chance really, I think, for the everyday person who may not engage, you know, in poetry for anything other than personal joy to come out and share with other people to do that.
Right, right.
Yeah.
Well, do you have any final thoughts that you'd like to share with folks? Maybe a final poem. Do you have one more that you'd like to read?
Well, I brought one by Wallace Stevens,
okay,
who is a very famous poet. This is yet another way of approaching the subject of nothingness. The poem is called The Snowman. One must have a mind of winter to regard the frost and the boughs of the pine trees crusted with snow, and have been cold a long time to behold the junipers shagged with ice, the spruces rough in the distant glitter of the January sun, and not to think of any misery in the sound of the wind, in the sound of a few leaves, which is the sound of the land, full of the same wind that is blowing in the same bare place, for the listener who listens in the snow, and nothing himself beholds nothing that is not there, and the nothing that is. Wallace Stevens. The Snowman.
And this is an open event. It's free to everybody, so folks can enjoy it. And it's going to take place on two different occasions. Can you give us the dates again?
The first is April 16th from 6 to 7:30 in the evening.
And that's going to be
at the Meadows Museum at Centenary College.
And then the second event?
The Broadmoor Shreve Library on Wednesday, April 22nd, again from 6 to 7:30.
Do you have any final thoughts you want to share for our audience to entice them to come on out?
Well, I know Ashley will be emceeing the one at the Meadows Museum, and I'll be emceeing the one at the Broadmoor Library.
Complimentary refreshments at the Meadows.
There you go.
And probably the same at the library.
Right, yeah. So, well, folks, I mean, this is a wonderful opportunity to come out and just enjoy yourself and kind of get with some other folks who really enjoy the spoken word. And it sounds like it's going to be a really fun event. I can imagine there's going to be some interesting presentations there, and it's always a chance to kind of explore language as a way of expressing ourselves in a deeper way, you know, rather than the kind of just simple conversation that we have. This is a way of expressing it in a little deeper way, I think. So any final thoughts you'd like to share with the listeners?
Just come to have a good time, and I'm sure you'll achieve that goal.
Yep.
Thank you both for joining me today.
Thank you.
Thank you.
That was Ashley Havard and Carlos Colon, and they joined me in our Knoll Foundation studios today to talk about Much Ado About Nothing, an open mic event celebrating poetry and the joy of the spoken word. And this event is going to take place in the Meadows Museum of Art on Thursday, April 16th from 6 to 7:30 p.m. and at the Shreve Memorial Library in Broadmoor on Wednesday, April 22nd, also from 6 to 7:30. If you'd like more information, you can contact Bennett Sewell at 318-518-8321. That's 318-518-8321. This has been a Red River Radio Spotlight, and for Red River Radio, I'm Bill Beckett.